Happy New Year to all of you.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
With Christmas upon us, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever from Legacy Box. See and relive the memories on old family videos and films you've stored away forever. Put all those memories in a specially made Legacy Box and safely ship it off. You'll get your originals back, plus new digital copies that protect your treasured home movies and photos from flood, mold, even the decay of time.
I've used Legacy Box to save photos from when I was young and now share those memories. It's as easy as sending a text. Some 1.2 million families have trusted and relied on Legacy Box.
We've trusted Legacy Box, and it's an amazing way to save and share cherished memories from decades ago. It's all done in Tennessee, where your family memories are digitized by hand. Make this holiday season special by giving the gift of memories. Visit LegacyBox.com/clay to get a discount. That's LegacyBox.com/clay to shop the best prices. LegacyBox.com/clay.
In the worst terrorist attack to ever take place on American soil, 2,977 people lost their lives. It was September 11th, 2001. But in the face of horror, brave Americans responded. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. Since then, more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice. Those heroes were part of the War on Terror, America's response to 9/11. They fought for us, but never came home. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honored those men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony. Tunnel to Towers is making sure their sacrifice is never forgotten. The Foundation's Season of Hope runs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's heroes. Do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month today at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org, Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Across Nevada, we're paying more for almost everything. Turn on the news and you can hear why.
All this government spending is fueling a surge in inflation.
Americans are seeing higher prices on everything from gas to groceries.
You've got the middle class being absolutely torched.
Even President Biden admits it's out of control.
Did you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
But now Washington liberals are demanding trillions more in wasteful spending. Listen.
Democrats still divided whether to spend another $1.75 trillion.
This is an inflation acceleration bill.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has already voted for $3.1 trillion in spending just this year. Now you're paying higher prices on almost everything you buy. Tell Senator Cortez Masto inflation is killing us. Stop the reckless spending. Call her at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the House reconciliation bill. Paid for by One Nation.
www.onenationamerica.org. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. In Minneapolis, Judge Regina Chu reads the jury's verdict on a first-degree manslaughter charge against former officer Kim Potter in the death of black motorist Dante Wright.
We, the jury, on the charge of manslaughter in the first degree while committing a misdemeanor on or about April 11, 2021, in Hennepin County, state of Minnesota, find the defendant guilty.
Potter also found guilty on a second-degree manslaughter charge, the jury deliberating for about 4 days. The 49-year-old Potter faces about 7 years in prison on the most serious count under the state's sentencing guidelines, but prosecutors said they would seek a longer term. The 20-year-old Wright was shot and killed during an April 11th traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, as Potter and other officers were trying to arrest him on an outstanding warrant for a weapons possession charge. She says she accidentally pulled her gun instead of her taser. Also at townhall.com, two new British studies are bolstering earlier research that suggests Omicron may not be as harmful as the Delta variant. Ben Thomas reports.
An analysis from Imperial College London finds people infected with the Omicron variant of COVID-19 about 20% less likely to go to the hospital than those infected with Delta, and 40% less likely to be hospitalized for a night or more. A separate study out of the University of Edinburgh suggests the risk of hospitalization is about two-thirds. Still, scientists stress reductions in severity need to be weighed against Omicron's faster spread and its ability to evade vaccines. Sheer numbers of infections could still overwhelm hospitals. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks remain in positive territory. The Dow is up 283 points. The S&P 39 points higher. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animal List number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Third generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde built DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have several companies pulling out of CES. Facebook's parent company, Meta, T-Mobile, Twitter, and Amazon are among several companies which are pulling out or even scaling back their presence at the Consumer Electronics Show. CES officials say the show will go on as planned January 5th through the 8th with the strongest of safety measures in place. Both Clark County and Nevada have experienced a high number of new COVID-19 cases, suggesting the virus surge is picking up. The county's 14-day test positivity rate now at 8%. That's up from 5.8% in November. Nevada's two-week rolling rate is holding steady at 7.6%. A little over 53% of eligible Nevadans have been vaccinated. Students who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now register for spring classes at Nevada's public colleges and universities. The move comes after the state legislative committee did not pass the permanent rule, which would have replaced an expired emergency vaccination mandate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Just scanned the traffic cams, and there's no real delays on the 215 or US 95. Moderate flows right now on the 15 south at Sahara, and lane restrictions downtown. That's causing some delays on the 515 between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, December 23rd, the Thursday before Christmas. Good to have you with us. How many of you are already on your way to over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go? I'll bet you there are a lot of you that are skipping work today, and that is great, and I'm so proud of you. We will be on a best of show tomorrow, so this will be our last show before Christmas, our last live show before Christmas, and then I'll be back on Thursday of next week to get you ready for New Year's Eve. We're going to have some fun. Pat Casale will be filling in coming up next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I am so happy we had a chance to get him in before Christmas, because he has been very much a part of this show over the last couple of years. Tommy White, the business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. Tommy, Merry Christmas, and man, I'm so glad you could join us today.
Merry Christmas, Kevin, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
It is it is amazing. Christmas is the thing that brings us all together, all denominations, races, colors, creeds. It doesn't matter. Christmas is Christmas. What is Christmas like around the Tommy White table?
Let's see. Really, what's going to... I'm working anyway. I'm working today. I'm working tomorrow. Probably stop over at my mom's house. I don't know. She usually has a bunch of people over there, and I don't know. This could be fun. I you know, Kevin, I haven't. Christmas hasn't been the same for me ever since I moved out here from New York, and that's going on like 28 years.
So. How so? I'm curious.
When you live in Las Vegas and you have friends in Vegas, you know, they work on Christmas Day, right? And back in New York, everything is shut down on Christmas Day. So out here, you have friends that work Christmas Day, you have family that works Christmas Day, you have family that works Christmas Eve, so they're always working. So you never really get to sit down,
yeah,
to, you know, at a full dinner with everybody where somebody doesn't have to get up and go to work. So, I remember that with my... I had a cousin that was a police officer, and every time we sat down for Thanksgiving dinner, he hurry up, ate, and he had to go and take the shift. So, same thing used to happen at Christmas time with him also. But
I'm just wondering how folks live that way when everybody's got kids, grandkids, and cousins, and nieces, and nephews, and all of that, and getting anybody to sit down for more than 20 minutes in one spot.
Yeah, that's just, you know, how it is out here. Even not everybody gets to take off on Christmas Day. Not everybody gets to take off on Christmas Eve. So, I'm going to be working tomorrow, and probably not going to get out of the office until, you know, 5:30. And I don't know, you know. We delivered a bunch of poinsettias. I got a few poinsettias left here. I might go out and deliver them, and I like to make my holidays very simple, Kevin.
No, but that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Tommy, let me take you into news of the day. Just a little bit ago, less than an hour ago, Kim Potter learned that she has been found guilty of two manslaughter counts in the killing of Dante Wright. And I'm not sure how closely you've been following the trial. I certainly saw the moving testimony of Kim Potter. She broke down and cried, but that didn't apparently move the
the jury. They voted guilty on both counts, counts one and counts two, first and second degree manslaughter. And while I may disagree with the verdict, the fact is we have a criminal justice system. Is this proof that even in Minnesota you can you can get a verdict? You may not agree with it, but it's 12 people coming together. What did you think of the verdicts?
So, you know, Kevin, I have law enforcement family in my background, right? And, if even though she made a mistake, and even though she's very sorry for doing it, she has to pay the consequences on it. You know, at the end of the day, she has to pay, somebody has to pay for it, and it's going to wind up being her. It was an accident. Me looking from the outside in, there's a big difference in between, a regular handgun and the gun that she thought was using a taser. There's a big difference in both of those sizes of gun. And I think what happened, 26 years on the force, I think what happened, she let what was going on in our country get to her a little bit. I think she wasn't at ease. Because around that time that all happened, everybody was kind of about high strung about what was going on. And she made a mistake and now she's going to have to pay for it.
And
they're probably going to wind up going easier on her on the sentence. But they still came down with a guilty verdict.
And it'll be interesting to see what the judge imposes as far as sentencing. The maximum, I believe, is 7 years on the most serious count. It may be more, it may be less. I personally think yes, she made a mistake. But should she pay with it with 7 or 10 years of her life in a prison? Is it going to do anything for anybody for her to be rotting in prison for 7 years?
Well, I mean, you can look at that. Look at that here in Las Vegas, right? You watch the news all the time and you see drunk drivers. They go out and they kill somebody with the car. Next thing you know, they're out. Within 3 to 4 years, right? So you can look at that with any type of situation, Kevin. It's probably not right for her to be in prison. It's a mistake, but that's our justice system. She's guilty for, she basically broke the law, and they're going to find her guilty for it. And like I said, I believe they'll be a little bit probably lenient on her sentencing, but that shows you, I mean, really what it shows you is what happened to this country during that time. There were so many people just not at ease and very high strung about situations that were going on. And, the kid tried getting away. The kid broke loose. But she had two grown men, police officers, with her. You know, they should have been able to kind of handle that situation instead of her come running in and pulling what she thought was her taser, and it happened to be her gun. You can see she was very sorry from the very beginning. But then again, our justice, our criminal, justice system, they want to make an example of somebody, and they're going to make an example of her, and it's a sad way that it happened.
Again, joining us, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. We get together every week talking about news of the day. I guess the news of the day this week is Omicron, the virus that succeeded Delta and is supposedly more contagious than anything we've seen. And but the survival rates are way up there as well. What do you make of Omicron? And as a union that has its own medical clinic, are you seeing any of the Omicron stuff going on right now with your union members?
I haven't had serious members, serious incidences with COVID with my membership in months now. And I believe everybody's still protecting themselves, and they got their vaccines. Not everybody, those that chose to get it, they went and got it. It's kind of funny if you take the spelling of that virus and you flip those letters around, it turns out you can spell moronic, right?
I have not done that exercise yet, but I will after the show or when I get to a break. Go, oh, yeah. So you put the O over here in the image. That's funny. Oh, that is so funny. Moronic. Oh, moronic. My God. Now, is your union adjusting any of the work rules or anything owing to this sudden, like overnight, surprising Omicron?
No. We're still going, full steam ahead the same way that we went before. We have no additional requirements going on out there. Our contractors are just sending people out to work like they always have. I to be honest with you, Kevin, I think everybody's a little over this already. And, I know my union members are. I think, we all got used to wearing masks when we have to, and when we don't have to, we don't wear it. A lot of us, like myself, I wear a mask to appease other people. You know what I mean? I if everybody around me is wearing a mask, I'm going to put a mask on. If everybody around me is not wearing a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. Sooner or later, we kind of got to wrap our hands around this and go, okay, it is what it is. How many years are we going to go on being afraid of this virus? Every time the government comes out and calls it something else, all they do is put fear, into our nation. And I just don't think it's right anymore. I think, let us as individuals, let us listen on our own. Let us handle it the way we want to handle it ourselves. And you didn't see anybody running out when the flu was out, when every year they changed the different stages of the flu, right, or the different variants of the flu. Nobody went out and got all crazy about the flu. You don't even hear about the flu anymore.
No, and the vaccine changes every year. There's a different formula to it because the strain is different. But now we're getting talk that, for instance, the Israelis are advocating for a fourth dose of coronavirus vaccine. Is it possible we're going to have to get this thing like twice a year or three times a year, get a different dose for a different vaccine?
Yeah, it's going to be just like a flu shot. That's what you're going to see. Sooner or later, the doses for COVID is going to turn into a flu shot. They're going to tell everybody, sooner or later, you want a flu shot or you don't want a flu shot. That's really what they should have came down to at the very beginning. If you want to fight it, you're going to fight it on your own. If you want a shot, we have a shot available to you. I don't think they should have forced it down anybody's throat.
Tommy, in our final couple of minutes, are you one, as a survivor of COVID, are you one that believes that COVID is going to stand in the way of our recovery? We just had a news story today that some of the CES exhibitors are pulling out because of Omicron. And I guess my question is this going to impede our recovery?
I don't believe so. So there's a couple of things on this, Kevin, and I'll try to be really fast. I don't believe our governor right now is going to turn around and implement anything new because he knows that will, basically kill his election. I believe when Joe Lombardo gets elected and becomes our governor, I believe he's going to take this state to a different level. He's going to get us back to where we need to be, and we're really looking forward to it. So that's it for me, Kevin.
There you go.
I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. Please, everybody, be safe out there. Let's get through Christmas. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate a happy new year after next week. And let's get into Deuces Wild and make 2022 a successful year.
I love that idea. Tommy, thank you very much for joining us at a busy time for you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we'll talk again next week.
Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas to all your followers, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. And by the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union, Local 872. Stay where you are as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life. Fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to take you to Minneapolis and Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, with the Dante Wright family after the conviction of Kim Potter on two counts of manslaughter. Let's go there now live.
People and the people of Minnesota, what they saw in the courtroom was the fruit of many, many hours of labor and hard work and planning. From my office, I want to thank specifically Mr. Matthew Frank. Matthew. I want to thank Aaron Eldridge. I want to thank Eric Miller and David Voigt and Dion Dodd. But this team wouldn't be much of anything if it were not for the amazing work of Joshua Larson, Raul Shaw, and Vernona Boswell. Thank you, Vernona. I also must thank colleagues who did not work on the legal matter, but worked on the community, and that is John Stiles, Keon Dosti, and everyone. So thank you to you all for your hard work.